What would you consider in your business life one of the best deals that you did?
One of the best deals I ever had was I shook hands with the president of U.S. Steel, and we tried to figure out a contract sooner with him. We couldn't figure out how to do it, so we just shook hands, and that went on for 40 years. In fact, I just got a letter from him. He's the chairman of Marathon, too. That's where we got our seamless pipe. By me signing up to agree to take so much steel every year, the oil companies like Chevron and Texaco and all those companies did sign up too, to be sure they had seamless pipe. By doing that, U.S. Steel was able to borrow money against those contracts to build the steel mill. We had a fella that worked for us. He retired from Arthur Young. He showed U.S. Steel how to do that. He died. He had sugar diabetes.
You remember some of the names of oil men that you would call on for your used pipes?
Bill Skelly, I'd call on the purchasing agent.
Did you meet Bill Skelly, or did you know him at all?
I knew him, but not for selling anything to him. He had a purchasing agent,
right,
a lady. I would meet them at the API. But I never called on them to sell pipe. I always called on their purchasing department.
But they knew you knew them.
Well, they knew that I was selling them.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like it. They'd have them cut me off, you know.
Yeah.
Phillips Petroleum. I used to sell them pipe. In fact, we had pipe when pipe was scarce. Phillips would send a man down to ask if we're going to take care of them. I said, don't worry, we'll take care of it on pipe. Of course, they merged with Conoco. I knew a gentleman from Mobil. His name was Noto. I remember he was going to get fired because he borrowed $5 billion to buy out Superior Oil Company. They were going to fire him because he bought natural gas at 50 cents a thousand in the ground. But when Exxon bought Mobil, said there can't be two presidents. So he says, I'm going to retire. And I knew the president of Exxon, but he's retired now, too. I knew him at National Petroleum, but I still have contact with the fellow that ran Mobil.